Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 6. The Lord Will Carry You. August 13, 2006. From the Lord, our God and Savior. A letter given to Timothy, for Timothy, and for all those who have ears to hear. Timothy, my beloved servant, how I do love you, says the Lord. Oh, how you have fallen. Behold my servant, of the end of this age. I have lifted him up from among his people. I have upheld him by the power of my right hand. Yet even all he has must be separated from him. They must be removed, lifted high above the heavens, to my dwelling place. Behold the man, a mere son of men, left standing where he should not be, alone in a world where all hate him. Yet you shall not be alone, Timothy, for I shall be with you. And though you are left in the midst of the earth, crying, with tears streaming, you shall not wail as the heathen, nor in bitter sorrows as those left behind, but in glory, with tears of great joy, tears of the washing, tears of power. The full realization that indeed, I am who I am, and there is none like me. And though you will feel like a woman in travail, you shall stand up and wipe your face, and behold my glory, for in that very same hour I shall surely come upon you. Behold, I shall encompass you round about, filling your heart with gladness, and you also shall be gone from this place, though none behold your goings out or comings in. For you shall be consumed in my presence, partaking of me fully, and we shall become one in my spirit on that day. Timothy, you shall behold my glory with your own eyes. Behold, you shall be filled with my glory, and in that same moment you shall also be changed, even as those who flew away. You shall become my anointed, with my name written upon your forehead. Behold the man who was weak and full of stumblings. He is remade, cleansed from all sin, virgin in body, mind and spirit, an open vessel filled with grace and truth, reshaped and remolded for God's purpose, plucked up and replanted, established. Timothy, hear the word of my mouth. You are my prophet, my student and my apostle. Behold, you shall become much more, yea, as a God among men, for I shall make you as God to them, even as I had made Moses as God to Pharaoh, so shall you be to this wicked generation. For I shall share of myself with you, and live in you like none before. Even as it was in the days of Elisha, who asked of God double, so shall it be for my witnesses in those days. Even double, and double again, shall they receive. Of such a one are you, Timothy, and shall become. Therefore, embrace my words and put away your doubts, for I do speak to you, and all I say is true, and shall in no wise be undone. Timothy, hear my words. Even now do you possess the power of the Spirit, yet only lack the faith to use what I have given you. Doubt is your enemy, which also leaves the door open to the evil one. For he does continually hiss at you as a serpent, winding his way about your feet, waiting for the moment to strike you down when you waver. Soon, beloved, when you come into the knowledge and receive full understanding of those things which I am about to show you, even the revelation of who I truly am, you will hear the first of the seven thunders utter its voice. Then shall you reach down and grab the serpent by the tail, flinging him far from you. Behold, in that day even death shall flee away. In that day you shall be fully established, a great prophet of the Lord, one of 144,000, who shall, as my servant Moses, lead my people from oppression, out of temptation and bondage, from darkness into the light of life. A man, in the midst of madness and great evil, desolations on every side. A man of God, who ceases not from bringing glory to my name. Fear not, my son, nor let your heart be troubled, for I am with you to deliver you from all these things, which shall soon come upon you, because of my name and the word of my mouth. And when death pursues you, when it comes upon you, seeking to take your life, I myself shall rise up within you and rebuke death, even as I had rebuked the wind and the waves of the sea. Behold, I shall speak, saying, Be gone from this man, for he is mine. Get away, death. Be far removed. You shall not return to this vessel, for I have made him as an unbreakable vessel of honor for my name. For as it was written of my servant Paul and the viper, so shall it be with you, even more so. For the chosen of God must endure all things for my name's sake, even to the end of the age, during which time I shall never leave them, being fully established in them, and them in me. For my own purpose shall I do this, and according to the counsel of my own will shall it be done, that they may declare my judgments and warn the people, and bring in a great harvest from among all this wild wheat, and from among the remnant of Israel. For the time of Jacob's trouble is here. Behold, the sickles are placed in the hands of the reapers. The trumpets are sounding. The thief has already entered the house. The judgments are set and cannot be turned back. So comes the great and terrible day of the Lord. And so it begins, the beginning of the end, which shall bring forth a new beginning, which has no end, when the kingdom of God is established on earth.